Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. Hey everybody, it's Caravan of Garbage.
It's the greatest show.
It's a show?
We do it.
It's not technically a show.
It's not technically anything, really.
But yet we plug away. And isn't that the important thing? That's an important moral lesson we learn every week.
It might be the least popular thing that we make, and yet we continue to do it every Tuesday.
What about our interpersonal relationships? They're not popular, are they?
No, they're really not.
Look, we have done some bad stuff for this particular series, and I thought maybe we'd hit the peak at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'd never heard of this particular one we're going to do. I'd seen maybe like a DVD box cover or something like that, and I'm like, maybe I'll get to that one day. Maybe I'll buy that DVD. I'm very glad I haven't, because this is probably one of the worst things you've subjected us to. I reckon top three. It's definitely the worst superhero thing I think we've done on here.
And the thing is as well, it's 22 minutes. We're doing the pilot episode of the Shazam 1974 TV series. Ran for 3 seasons, but it feels so long. And Shazam shows up so late in the game.
So... For anybody who doesn't know, Shazam's a DC property.
Yes.
Currently. And it's basically, the comic book version, he's a little orphan boy.
Yep.
And he meets a wizard named Shazam.
Yep.
And Shazam sees that he's pure of heart, and he decides to give Billy Batson a little bit of magic. And so when Billy says a magic word, Shazam, he gains the powers of... He gains the powers of 5 mythological gods and 1... biblical king, and then he
Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles,
Mercury,
Mendelssohn,
Ben Mendelssohn, and then he becomes like a big, tough, strong guy called Captain Marvel, right? And you might think there's no way you could make that premise any dumber, but apparently you can, because what you do, the way to make this less dumb would be take the wizard out. But incorrect. Taking the wizard out makes it dumber, because in fact, in this version, and they've replaced him with a mentor type character.
Yes, who he calls Mentor.
Called Mentor. That's his name, Mentor. And then instead of Billy Batson living his life and then having to rise up and defeat crime, what you do is you get Billy and Mentor to just drive around in a mobile home.
Yes.
From nowhere town to nowhere town. Delivering
nowhere town to nowhere town, USA.
Delivering moral. See, that's the thing, and I can already tell. We only watched the first episode of this. I can already tell that the point of this show is they go around to little towns and then they encounter some maybe troubled kids or whatever.
Yep.
And then the show imparts a moral lesson. But I feel moral lesson number one is probably don't drive around in a mobile home with an old man who isn't related to
you? Yeah, he's absolutely not related. How does he factor into Billy's life? We don't really know. Maybe it comes up in later episodes.
I don't think it does.
But it just opens with, you know, it's got your intro and it gets the powers of whatever.
It opens with an intro and then it goes straight to commercial.
Straight away. By the way, I bought this DVD. You know what we watched? I ripped this off a DVD at great effort, because I don't know what kind of copyright shit was on this DVD, but I couldn't even get it in sync, the version I sent over to you. Uh-huh. Not that it matters, because it's terrible.
Well, I mean, that to me, that's very interesting, because it's wild to me. Like, I've never even seen a snippet of this.
Yeah.
And like, because we're right in the middle of like superhero fever, people are mad for any kind of superhero stuff. I'm like, and Shazam's coming up, the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this... Why isn't this on? It's because it's so bad.
It's horrible.
It's by Filmation, and I think this was...
They did He-Man?
Yeah, they're formerly an animation house, and this is their first... This was their first foray into live action,
yeah, and
I believe.
This is pre-Chris Reeve Superman as well.
Although there are some... it's not fully live, because when we see the elders, the immortal elders, including King Solomon, they're animated.
Yes.
So when he has a vision, when Billy has a vision of the elders, they're animated.
Mm.
Or maybe just their mouths move.
Yeah, I think
it
might be just their mouths. What fascinates me about a lot of shows, and this one falls into this category, is the ages of everybody involved.
Yes.
Because the kid who plays Billy looks roughly the same age as the man who plays Shazam.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call him Shazam. It's Captain Marvel, but I'm just going to call him Shazam because it's easier.
He's legally distinct from any of Marvel's Captain Marvels.
Yes, that's right.
It's a whole thing. You can look it up if
the
you want
actor
to.
Who plays Billy, whose name is Michael Gray, he was 23 at the time, and Jason Bostwick, who plays Captain Marvel, is 31.
You'd think that he's related to Barry Bostwick, the mayor from Spin City, but he's not.
I did not think
it.
That.
Oh, well, you should have.
Captain Marvel was actually replaced, Shazam, or whatever you want to call him. This was replaced in our later season, which I'll talk about at the end. There's a fascinating tale.
The fact that this got three seasons is astounding to me.
Absolutely,
but anyway,
it is. What's the narrative though of this particular pilot?
The narrative basically is there's a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
There's four kids. There's three bad apples and one kind of good, nice
pretty good
kid,
apple.
Right? And
he's not that good.
No, he's not that. None of them are. And the three kids are like, we're going to get into some trouble. We're going to steal a car, right? Mm. And the other kid's like, I don't know if I want to do that. And then they're like, well, we're going to bring you into our world of trouble,
and
kind of thing.
And you're a chicken.
Right, and you're a chicken, exactly. And so he goes
along with
whatever.
It's like an Arrested Development version of chicken as well, if you notice.
They don't know.
None of them know what a chicken is.
Here's the thing. Nobody in this is a good actor.
No.
Everybody in it's bad. All the kids are bad, which is acceptable because they're kids,
yep.
I guess, especially in the 70s. But all the adult actors are bad
as
well. Even Mentor.
Even
the
Mentor.
The Mentor character is bad at acting.
You think he'd be a seasoned actor at this point.
But you're not.
No.
But this show, I feel, was done way on the cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I can already tell, based just on this first episode, that Billy Batson is always going to wear the same clothes in every episode.
Yes.
Because they have a scene, they have a transformation scene where he transforms into Shazam.
Yo,
and they
Shazam.
Always, they never want to do a new version.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's
right.
always just going to be the stock version. So he always has to wear his red sweater.
Yeah.
And his yellow shirt or whatever it is.
So the plot point of this is though.
Also, can I make one other thing?
Of course.
Is that in the opening sequence where we see the kids, they're milling around. I think maybe this is a function of just, it's from the 70s. Or maybe it is just because it was really cheap. But they're just milling around in a parking lot outside like a 7-Eleven
or
something.
Yeah, it looks like the opening of Clerks or something.
But you can just hear all the background noise. Like there's no redubs or anything like that. It's just you can just hear like horns honking in the background and just wind rushing through. Whatever, it's not a closed set or anything. It's just like, and they're just like, should we cut that out? Nah, why
don't
would
worry
we?
About, do you want to redub any of this?
No.
No, do we,
no, why
no,
would
we
yeah.
definitely won't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, but the way that Billy finds out what's going on is he kind of has a weird, he goes into some kind of coma or lapse.
No, first of all, he looks at a weird crystal ball answering machine.
Yes, that's right.
Inside the middle of the
that's
mobile
right.
home.
That's right, I forgot
and
that.
And it's got like, it's like a studded, it's like one of those studded rubber balls you throw to dogs.
Yes.
You got the little things on the ends, but they glow and flash. And he looks at that and he says a little phrase about communing
something,
with the gods or something, and then
it
rhymes, and then he sees a vision of these animated immortals.
And they
give him,
like, you listen, this might come up soon, but there might be some people who need some, they've led astray and they don't want to do the wrong thing.
And by soon, do you mean today?
Yeah, do you mean in the next 15 minutes?
Because that's going to happen. Also, I feel like you know way more than you're letting on, so maybe just spill the beans completely. What's your goal here?
Why does he need the mentor?
Why do I need a lesson? Surely the kids do. Maybe you should be like, hey, there's some kid and there's a kid and his friends are telling him to do stuff he doesn't want to do. Maybe you should tell him specifically, this kid, his name's Charlie or something, go to him specifically and tell him
here are the
not to do that.
Also, we can just zap you there because we're gods.
No, just drive in your mobile home.
I should mention as well, so there is a car, they end up stealing the car and Billy goes after one of the kids, the kid who's not the bad kid. They're all bad in a way.
There's a long foot chase.
But don't worry, they all learn a lesson. Oh, by the way, there's work being done at the back of my house.
Okay.
That's an angle grinder.
Uh-huh.
I can't do anything about it.
Now, that's me angle grinding one of my feet off because I want to escape this. I stayed up late after I watched
I sent it to you.
You stayed up, you sent it to me and I watched it. And then I just couldn't sleep just thinking about how terrible this was.
So when they first comes across the kid, there's a foot chase.
Yes.
And the whole time I'm thinking, you can transform into a superhero. You don't need to do a foot chase. why is Billy doing a foot chase? Why don't you just turn into a superhero and fly and catch this kid? But it's just this extended, maybe 3-minute foot chase through the suburbs, and you see every angle and every... Mm. And you see, it's a real-time foot chase.
Yeah.
And it ends with Billy pushing the kid out of the way of the car, which was being stolen, where he nearly was run over.
So they ran in a circle, I guess.
I guess they did, but you also notice he pushes him off screen, and then there's clearly an edit point, and then the car whips by.
Good, good,
you can see there's a slight change.
Yeah.
When that edit takes place.
I had another thought about the gods.
Yeah.
Is they're like, you might encounter some trouble and you're going to have to really have a think about it and see what you can do. Anyway, here's some wise words from Shakespeare's Hamlet. You're a god. You don't have anything better than Hamlet. And it's to thine own self be true, I guess, which is, a classic bit of Shakespeare.
You could just say, just be true to yourself.
Just be true to yourself. You know, I assume Shakespeare got that from one of the gods.
He almost certainly did. Billy also rolls his ankle in this chase.
He does,
so he's limping back to the car. Again, you don't need to be doing any of this on foot.
Mm.
The old man's driving around in the van. You're running on foot and you can change it to a god. And you have 6 gods who can back you up. And you're
5 gods and a king.
5 gods and a king. Sorry, I apologize.
5 Greeks and an Israelite is what he's got in him, all right?
I love, though, after he loses the kid in the chase, he's like, forget the kid, he's a bad egg, I don't want to do it. And then the mentor's like, well, wasn't there a lesson that we had 15 minutes ago? And he's like, oh, yeah, maybe that's the kid who said he was going to be influenced by his friends to steal cars. And also, the way that they steal cars in the 70s, and maybe this is just indicative of the time, they would just leave their windows down and leave their keys in the ignition.
Yeah, right.
They go to the supermarket, I guess they just get out, they leave the door swinging open.
Isn't that astounding?
That's amazing.
But I see, that's the thing, because we weren't around in the 70s. Was this a thing?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
That actually happened, or was this some bizarre artistic license on behalf of filmmakers and TV makers back in the day?
Yeah,
because I'm in every, like, there's so many movies, even Terminator 2, a movie that I really love, where somebody goes to steal a car and then one guy's like trying to hotwire it and the other guy just like pulls down the sun visor and there's a spare key.
Or they'll
there.
Pull up the mat, like the front door of a house, and the key's
who
under the mat.
Who does that?
No, why would you?
Why?
Also, your fake rock looks like a fake rock.
It looks like a fake rock. So what I'm saying is, in the 70s, did people watch this show and be like, why would you leave your keys in the car? Was there the equivalent of us? Were there two dudes on CB radios back in the day being like, what are you, Who would leave your keys in the ignition? But yeah, that happens twice. They steal two cars.
Same day.
And they both have keys in the ignition, which I think is incredible.
And so when they catch up with this kid, though, Billy's like, listen, I know you're a good kid. The kid gets his bike stolen. He's like, well, I guess because now the, I know the other what
kids,
it's like.
The other kids lead him astray. Yeah. They don't lock your bike up, nerd.
Nerd, yeah.
And he's like, okay. I won't.
Well, my bike got stolen.
Here's the thing, though. And dangling plot thread. What happened to the bike?
We don't find out.
Yeah, that's right.
He does.
Maybe we find out in a subsequent episode.
That's true.
There's a Ares has become a bike. The god of war Ares has become a bike thief.
He chooses to get in the van with a 23-year-old and a 65-year-old man to go, let's go to the police station and inquire
we'll
about
help
your
you
bike.
Out. No get problem. Get in our mobile home.
What are you doing?
There's plenty
what
of room for a dungeon in it.
What is anybody
did
doing?
Did you notice it has the Shazam logo in the front?
That's I didn't
the only,
notice that.
That's the only concession to it being any kind. Well, I guess besides the crystal ball, the only concession to it being a superhero headquarters of any kind is it's the front panel's been taken out. And it's got like a red piece of plastic with a lightning bolt logo.
I did not know. So it's not even like the Batmobile. You can't even get a custom car
made.
Or like a car that you could kit out, like the DeLorean's changed. Into come on.
Yeah, right.
So it's at the 15-minute mark and 45 seconds, we finally get Shazam rocking up. And let me tell you, Mason, it is absolutely not worth it.
No, how it happens is the kids steal the second car. And they're driving away. And
do they hotwire it?
No, the keys are in it again.
Of course.
The
keys are in it.
I was like, have you taken it? No, you get it. The other kids are like, I don't want to be any part of this. But they like hit him in the head and they bundle him into
drag
the car.
Him in, mate.
But then Mentor's like, I can't catch up within this. You better turn into Captain Marvel. First of all, he did it earlier. He caught up with him in the motorhome earlier. Why is this any different?
He can't, Mason.
All cars in the 70s drove at like 35.
Same speed.
So why couldn't he? But anyway, in this, then he's
they
like,
all handled the same.
Yeah. Then he's like, all right,
like a pile of bricks.
You got to get out, and you got to turn into Captain Marvel. And he says Shazam, and he turns into Captain Marvel. First of all, you're right, absolutely not worth it. Second of all, the stock footage of him flying is atrocious.
Oh my god! So it's blue screen. He's clearly lying on something.
Oh, but just a flat box.
Just a flat box. A flat blue box. And there's also a bit where he also flies at like weird angles, like weird 45-degree angles. So when he's flying down to the ground, the angle that they've got him at isn't right. Like
it doesn't.
And then other times they've just filmed his top half. And I think they must have strapped him to the bonnet of a car and just filmed him from the ground.
And it's also like it's so stock that the shot of him flying, he's clearly flying over a major city.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to this little podunk town in the middle of nowhere. Like, you can see skyscrapers.
Yeah.
And he's flying. And then at one point, the kids look up and they go, oh my God, it's Captain Marvel. And then you see the shot of Captain Marvel above the clouds.
Yes.
Like, completely invisible to anybody on the ground, obviously. But they're like, oh, there he is.
There is a moment early on in the flight where just a white, completely white cloud just blinks in behind him.
Yes.
So there's kind of, it's a bit of blue sky, a bit of cloud. Then it's just like, bang.
Yeah.
Like, it's clearly just, we've run out of footage. Let's just,
yeah, right.
Not even a fade into the cloud, bang, white cloud. So he chases them into a junkyard, and they pile out of their car and get into another empty van.
Yes,
which
is less creepy than Shazam's van.
I believe so. Yes,
even though it's abandoned, filled with spiders, probably.
It gets immediately picked up by a claw.
Yes,
so it's going to get wrecked. It doesn't actually end up getting wrecked. It just gets placed on a pile. So I don't think the kids were ever in any real
danger.
Well,
here's the thing, and I think this is probably what is probably most essential to realize about this show is there's no reason for Captain Marvel to be in it. At no point do the abilities of Captain Marvel, let's say we were in this position, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I probably wouldn't have chased the kid in the first place, like when he was running. So he wouldn't have gotten away of the car in the first place.
Sure.
So that wouldn't have been an issue. Secondly, just follow him in your van.
Yep.
Your horrific dungeon motorhome. Secondly, if they go into a junkyard and their van's about to be picked up by a claw and then crushed into a cube, I just go, hey, the guy controlling this, probably stop. There's kids in it.
There.
And he'd go, oh, yeah, good point, actually.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a break. I'm just going to leave my keys in this machine. I'm going to have a sandwich.
So what happens is the kids get in the van. The claw grabs it and lifts it into the air. And then Captain Marvel shows up and he grabs the van by the bumper and he drags it all the way down to the ground and the kids leap out. And then he lets it go.
I wish it was crushed under it.
Yeah. And then it just zooms back in the air again. Again, you'd think the guy in the...
Is he not watching?
The guy in the crane would be like, what happened? Who's that guy? Why am I still doing my job at all? There's a maniac loose.
And the funny thing is, when he gets them down, he gives them a talking to him.
In a noticeable southern drawl, I thought.
Boy, does he. Also, he looks like Zac Efron's dad.
Yes.
Except, a little bit of trivia, Zac Efron is 31, which is the same age as the actor playing Shazam in this.
Great.
When it was filmed. But he's like, you shouldn't be stealing things and whatever. And the three kids are like, I guess he wasn't chicken. He was cool to stick up for what was right. And he's like, by the way, the police are on their way. He doesn't even let him go.
No, he doesn't.
He's like,
true.
This is the police's problem now.
That's right.
Yeah, they've learned a lesson. Nah, fuck you.
That's right.
You got the cops.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, are we gonna go to jail? And he's like, well, that's up to the juvenile corrections officers.
But yes.
Yeah, you definitely are.
So that's the episode pretty much.
Yeah.
Also, there's two commercial breaks after the end of the episode before the... Then there's a black screen for about 30 seconds and then there's the credits.
Yes.
So I'm kind of waiting for something to happen and nothing happens.
Yeah, and it's also that era where they went, Shazam will return after these messages, and you go, oh good, more Shazam.
Yeah.
And then it's like, now back to Shazam. Credits.
We tricked you into watching commercials.
That's right.
Yeah. So here's some trivia, Mason.
Okay.
The actor Jason Bostwick was dismissed 2 installments into the second season and replaced by John Davey, who looks mostly the same.
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't really matter. Bostwick had not shown up for a day's shooting, and the producers accused him of holding out for a higher salary.
You thought you were going to get $60 a day, well, you're going to have to stick with $50 a day.
Bostwick explained that he had sustained an injury during the previous day's filming and had gone to seek medical treatment. In an interview, he stated, I was at a doctor's office having my face and eye examined for an injury that I incurred during a stunt on the previous day.
Ooh.
It was for a flying sequence where the stunt boxes hadn't been reset properly. So he was injured in a stunt for the TV show Shazam.
That he was on.
He was on, went to the doctor's the next day, was late, and they went, fuck him, fired.
Yeah, right.
He actually successfully litigated against Filmation, and they were forced to pay him for the remainder of the contract.
Wow, and now residuals. He owns He-Man.
Now he owns He-Man. So that's the 70s for you. Also, fun little fact here, Jason Bostwick, he met his first wife, Sherry Williamson, when she was a 17-year-old beauty pageant contestant, and Jackson was a judge.
Oh.
There was a 15 to 16 age gap between
them. Oh, boy.
So there
you
go. Good
for them. This says that one of the voices is Adam West.
Get out.
But I don't know which one. I guess it's one of the gods.
He's the bleepity bloop machine.
Oh, he's the bleepity bloop machine. All right. Final fun fact for you.
Yep.
From 1975 to 1977, this show was known as the Shazam ISIS Hour because Shazam teamed up with a terrorist group.
Fantastic.
That's actually not true. It was the Egyptian superheroine ISIS. But hey, how could it be any worse?
How could it be?
Not, it could not.
Man, look, I have all of these episodes. Good. So if anybody wants us to come back.
If there's a particular highlight, if there's a best of episode, if any of the mysteries of this first episode are unraveled and in the subsequent episodes, like why Mentor is around, why they can't just fly about or teleport instead of having to use a motorhome.
Why can't they just have a whole lot of guns?
Yes.
That solves crime.
Are there any... Does he team up with any other superheroes? Does he meet... He wouldn't meet Superman because he'd know about that already.
Because Superman was over at making movies, mate.
Yeah,
this
right.
This is in that era. That would have been gearing up for that. Anyway, terrible. But if you do have something to suggest for Caravan of Garbage, anything at all, could be a video game, comic, TV show, movie, whatever. We'll give it a bloody look. See, won't we, Mason?
We'll give it a little looky-loo.
There's videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, so subscribe for that. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We're doing an episode on the new Shazam movie, which I have not seen at the time of filming this, but let me tell you, it's better.
It's absolutely better than this.
In every single way.
Oh, wait, I've looked ahead a little bit. Episode 4, a woman is concerned about her brother Gary. So maybe that one?
Maybe
watch that one. It's episode 4. Yeah.
So that could range from anything from Gary has a foot problem or Gary is a murderer.
Yeah,
he has an axe, he's killed 14 children in the neighborhood.
We don't know. We just don't know. But a woman is concerned.
Definitely. All right, guys. Thanks for watching.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.